Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from, on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. And we are live every single Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Sorry, I'm saying in 2 hours. That'd be nice. 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following. We're on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, Spreaker, Twitch, and several others, including Spotify. We're everywhere, pretty much. Sirius XM, Audible. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio and many other sites. Pretty much anywhere podcasts can be listened to or downloaded. But you can especially go to our LA Talk Radio show page. So just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, and you can download videos of our shows as well as the audio versions, so. And if you would like to be a guest on our show, just hit us up, of course, anytime. We always have lots of people from the different walks of the entertainment community that we have on. We also manage the following bands or artists. We got Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Cleaver, Band of Family, Wicked Star, author China Myers. We got new metalcore band Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show from San Diego. We got Berserk out of the LA area, actor producer Derek Webb, Thomas the Red, which is the Viking comedian. we also got Vokills. He just did a song recently with Run DMC, so check him out. We have Star Daddy, Nola Star, Mortis the Devil's Reject, actress Lillian Sin, metal band Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, of course, the Borderline Radio Show featuring DJs Bruce Blaine and Carol Dyack from Italy, and then we have Burn the Ships, Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Boffy, and Lucas Humphrey. Boffy is also known as Adam Nuke, if you guys are in the world of freak shows and other stuff. let's see. And then shout out to some of our bars and venues that we deal with. Of course, Universal Bar and Grill. Shout out to owner Greg Beer. We appreciate you and everything that you do, especially still having shows going on lately here in the Valley. And then, of course, Rainbow Bar and Grill, and then hopefully Petey's Place will come back soon. Who knows about that one? anyway, we're going to go into that one. Sore subject. Let's leave it alone. Five Star Bar, we're sorry that you're gone. So hopefully we can get somebody going with this soon. And let's see who we got on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Let's see if we can merge the calls. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, so I got you. Is it Derek there?
Yeah, this is Derek, yep.
Okay, so I got China still, too?
Yep.
Yes, awesome. We successfully merged the calls. I didn't fuck it up this week. Rock on. Rock on.
Oh, shit. No.
Small miracles for old people. Small miracles for old people. That's what I like to call it.
Yeah. For me, these young people, I should say.
Well, just saying, you whippersnappers. So I figured out how to merge calls on this shit. So hey, I'm doing better than usually. Anyway, we've got a lot going on, of course, and biggest thing, don't ever forget. We're now distributed by Sony Music Entertainment.
Sony!
We are part of the Sony Music family. Sony. We're also Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony. Art 19, and of course our buddies from 5050 Global Music Inc. So shout out to all of you, much love, and thank you for seeing something in us or something.
Yeah,
I don't fucking know, but thank you. Hey, we're on Sony. Rock on. Not making any fucking money, but still, not yet.
Time is coming.
I always like to say that. Not yet. We are joined right now. Of course, I'm Jenny, and, well, the muse is here somewhere, wandering around the hallways.
Jesus.
Possibly parking the car.
MIA.
He's possibly parking the car. He's here somewhere on the property. I just know I got out on the corner. I know it sounds like a really bad Hollywood story, doesn't it? I got out on the corner. I was running behind goddamn fucking traffic. Los Angeles sucks. I mean, I love Los Angeles itself. I just don't like the traffic.
Yep, traffic sucks.
Right.
And that's about it. A woman could go through an entire menstrual cycle for as long as it takes you to get from point A to point B. I have to give credit to that one to the muse. The muse came up with that one in the car. I used the whole menstrual cycle joke. I thought that was good. That was pretty funny. Yeah. They liked it. It was well received. Okay, cool. Rock on.
Like, no.
Don't
get the
patent, right? Oh, I like that.
Okay, patented by the muse. As far as I know, he's the only fucker in the industry called the muse. So I branded that fucker. I branded him.
Yeah.
I branded him. I was like, okay, Jenny, and now the muse is here. We are joined on the radio on the call-in guest here. Too bad we can't see you this week, but eventually that will change. But we have author China Myers from Pennsylvania, and also our actor-producer Derek Webb from New Hampshire. And, of course, Silent Giggles is silent somewhere in a corner. Mm-hmm. In a corner somewhere. I don't know where. She might be on the bus.
I don't know.
The nasal sounds of Jenny. Anyway, Tashina Saunders is somewhere in L.A.
Working. She makes a bunch of money.
I don't know. She's always working.
She got three jobs or some shit.
Yeah, she doesn't have time to join us in the studio. Anyway, Silent Giggles is silent somewhere.
Why
cutting
is
up
Google
vegetables.
Silent, Jenny?
Because she's fucking cutting up vegetables at work, Derek. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, well, tell her to share me some. I want some veggies. Is there any asparagus, tomato, broccoli?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You just lost me.
Right.
You fucking said asparagus.
And tomatoes.
You might as well have said lentils. I'm just kidding. What's that other one? What's that? What's those balls?
Tomato, basil.
What are the balls?
Testicles?
No, not testicles. You know, the vegetables look like balls. What's the little ones? The Brussels sprouts. Them fucking things. That's nasty. You fucking goddamn say Brussels sprouts. Derek, I'm hanging the fuck up on you right now, and I don't give a shit if you like it or not. Health segment expert or fucking not, I don't care. You will be hung up on, motherfucker. That's all I gotta say. As we like to say in New England, well, motherfucker, I will hang up on you.
You know those things with B and S?
What? Are you talking about?
Jenny's like,
he's trying to say BDSM. I know he is. Yes. Derek, there is a BDSM club here in North Hollywood somewhere. It's not too far from here. It's around the corner of Burbank, I think. I don't know, something.
Is it?
Victory?
I heard about
Victory?
Something.
Burbank? I don't know, something.
Something about nice.
It's next door to a titty bar. It's all I know. Across from a 7-Eleven. Those are the best things. Exactly, on Lancashire. Tony fucking knows. I'm just kidding. That's just wrong. Anyway.
I didn't know it was still there. It's been a long time.
I don't know. Who knows? It might have closed down by now. Memberships have probably dropped off.
Yeah.
Lost all their members due to COVID.
COVID.
Every member died due to COVID. That would be horrible.
Ouch.
Well, they shouldn't have been doing what they were doing behind closed doors at that club.
They
should have
did it with masks on.
The dungeon.
They should have been socially distancing.
They shouldn't have been groping around in the dungeon in the dark. That's the problem.
That's not it.
No? Oh.
With stilettos on.
Anyway.
Come on, Jenny.
I don't know how I know these things. Don't ask me. Don't ask, don't tell. Hey, I used to be a member. What? Not. I didn't say that.
Whoa.
What? I had a wild side at one time. Don't judge me.
Jenny.
Because I'm more exciting than you, motherfucker. I don't want to hear it. Anyway, I'm married now. Doesn't matter. I'm married. Married. I gave it up for Lent.
Oh, yeah.
You, Kate.
I gave it up for Lent. I don't go to church, I gave it up for Lent.
Yeah, I bet those Bible studies were pretty entertaining, huh?
I eat lots of fish on Fridays. I'm bisexual, get it? I eat lots of fish on Fridays. Just kidding. I'm married to a guy. I gave up fish for Lent. I gave up fish for Lent. What? Anyway, we're here today with an awesome band called Attack of the Rising.
Hi.
From Southern California.
I like them.
Well, yeah, would you say you're Valley based, LA based? I don't know. What do you guys say anything?
LA based.
Yeah. No, LA based. Yeah. Okay, rock on. LA based.
Very nice.
They're from SoCal and stuff.
And stuff.
Man, no Cal. No Cal, SoCal. Yeah. We Cal, Ho Cal. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, like we got, they say, okay, so we got Ho. We Ho.
A show.
No Ho. I just like straight up ho. Ho, no ho, we ho, e ho, so ho. No, I'm just kidding. There's no so ho. This is not fucking New York.
Right?
So ho.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what you look at. You look at your friend when you're in New York and go, so ho? So ho?
How did that go again?
Anyway, we're here with Attack of the Rising, though. Fuck yeah. Hard rock.
Yeah.
Metal band.
Who's who?
Yes. Okay. So who's who? She wants to know. China wants to know who is who and what do you do.
And we're not.
Who's who and what do you do? There we go. Yes. Okay. We're gonna start with you.
All right. Hi, Jenny. I'm Mandrake, and I'm the lead singer from Attack of the Rising.
His name is Mandrake.
Yes.
I got it. Rock on. Yeah.
Mandrake.
Okay, who's Michael
Rasucci? Rasucci, and he's not here.
He's missing an action.
He might be watching and laughing his ass off. I don't know. But
introduce yourself.
I'm Tony Lapree, and the guitar player.
Hell yeah, Tony Lapree is the man. He is the man.
Nice. Thank you.
Chris, Tony.
Chris, he's probably at home, and he may be watching it as well.
What's his name?
Chris Lapree. He's my brother.
Chris Lapree.
He's the drummer.
Nice.
Lapree.
Lapree. Lapree. Lapree. Lapree.
We could do 5 minutes and
fuck it with you. Lapree.
Leper.
Leper. Oh,
you must have got that in school, huh?
My last name's Leper. Okay. Lapree.
Way back, yeah. Hey, Tony Leper. Like, where did you get Leper out of Lapree?
Lapree. They just wanted to go there.
Yeah. Leprecon, you know, because Leprecon.
Oh, yeah. Lapree. Well, that's awesome. You got brothers going on there.
And we can't forget Billy Sablon, who
yes.
probably is at work, so he's not watching, but maybe he's listening. I don't know.
So it's a five-piece, five-person band, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Five parts of one hole, hey.
Fuck yeah. You fit right in very well with this broadcast. Very nice. I like it.
Well, now that I know what's going on.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Well, now that you have
I like to surprise people. Now, if you've never seen my show before, you've got...
But it's been a while.
Yeah, okay, so it's been a while, yeah.
I wasn't sure...
Oh, no, I've never changed.
Yeah.
No. It's the same.
Still rocks.
Every week, the same.
We call that soiled.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
I've soiled myself a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Keep it up, you'll be selling now.
Wow. Well, if I saw Brett Michaels
do
right
you
about now.
Have what? An album?
Yes,
or
we
you
do.
Have
sorry, I was going to do that voice. Don't stop talking.
Actually, how many albums do you have? How many albums do you have, or EPs, or whatever you want to call them?
EP from, God, like 7 years ago, I think it is now.
Okay.
And we have this new album, full length, Game Changer.
Game Changer. Hell yeah.
Available on all platforms.
Hell yeah.
All
right. Game Changer.
Always promote.
Yeah, cool. Good stuff, nice. Too.
Thank you.
I was listening to all the songs today. I was really, regularly digging that.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. I mean, this guy singing on it makes the difference for us.
Yeah.
You know, and those guys, Billy and Mike playing on it, it's just, it's a, you know, Bill Matora got us. He brought who we are, what we are. So,
right.
It is, you know, if you go see us live, you're going to hear what you hear. There's no anything else going on, but that it's real.
Right. That's good.
Which is what we wanted, you know.
All right.
Or what we are, so.
How long have you guys been together as a band?
You mean this lineup?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to get clarity because, you know.
Well, I mean, you can run it down.
Nah. The story. He's, about 2.5 years.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, Chris and I were sitting there, you know, I had to start over in a sense, and we've been eyeballing and, you know, drooling over Mandrake for years. we'd see him sing, and we're like, how the fuck we get this guy in the band? Jesus, you know. And all we had to do was ask. I went and met him and talked to him.
Talked to that person. Yeah.
And what did he say?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Just like that.
No, he actually said, fuck it, I'm going to talk to the Rising, but he did in his Brazilian let's broken English it. Thing. It was hilarious.
Brazilian broken English thing.
It's fucking great. I can't do it.
Yeah, I know all about that. Yeah, go for it, China.
How did your brother Chris come up with the name for the band?
Oh, okay. Well, we did a show years ago. We did this thing called Attack of the Sloka and Attack Revenge of the Sloka. It was like a one-off.
Yeah.
Because Sloka used to be a band that would play punk. We'd play heavy stuff. And it was one of those OCD things. Mr. Bungo meets God knows who or whatever. And we do all kinds of shit. So we did this show. And the guys that were doing the Attack of the Sloka were like, well, we like this. Let's keep doing it. And we were tossing names out, and Chris said Attack of the Rising, and it was like, that's the shit, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it represents something to us in that we're fairly social, political, or socially conscious, and, you know, activists or whatever, humanity-orientated, you know, what we call One Tribe now.
Right.
So it's perfect.
It's perfect for this show, that's for sure.
Especially this climate in this world is going on. Yeah, Attack of the Rising.
For people like my husband and I who are massively like Rage Against the Machine and you know, so many different bands and artists that do that style of music, you know, if you've ever seen The Hard Way, you know, Eric Jeffries and people like that, like, you know, it's all like political and
wherever it comes from, whether it's jazz or blues or whatever, all these influences we grew up with were always saying something. Coltrane put an album out that was, you know, about what's going on, and there's no words. It's he brought it forth through this instrumental music where you knew he was referring to what's going down.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So that's always something it's just part of what we do.
That's good, though. Not every band does that, you know.
Everybody's got their own flavors.
Of course.
Like, whatever they want to sing about, that's their gig, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They'll become famous for one reason.
It talks about a lot of different stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. There's
different, like, subjects, and even the songs are very... I think there's a heavy song, and there's like...
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, was there anything in particular that influenced you guys as a band to be who you are today as a group? Was there a certain rock band you idolized or followed, or was it just your own routine or something you got into doing, or a hobby?
Good question.
I think, talking about myself singing, I think I used to, like... I don't know, mirror myself on Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson, something like that. But I think you just grow over that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, trying to be that guy or imitate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I stopped doing that, even though I have a style like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to sing my own way, definitely. Or, you know, I don't know, like copying some band that is like...
Oh.
Well, I mean, you know, we all have our own influences. Every member has whatever inspired them to play, and mm-hmm. whatever their influences were. Yeah. And I always look at it like it's a stew. We put it together, and we come up with this, you know, what we call loud, hard, and heavy. That's the only thing we just wait on. I don't know what to call us because, you know, there's too many genres and freak shows.
Two sub-genres.
Yeah. And, so we're just, you
too
know,
many.
Loud, yeah, we're just loud.
Too much going on.
We're loud, hard, and heavy, and we bring it real, and whatever the influences are. I mean, if you listen to the music, you'll hear stuff. You'll hear, you know, that sounds like some funk R&B, you know, lick that's
you know, it's
made
funny.
Heavy.
I always say, like, maybe we sound more like an Iron Maiden with Anthrax. That would be like a fusion of Attack with the Rise. I don't know.
Nice.
I always felt like
Iron Maiden with some Anthrax.
Yeah,
gotta love it.
I mean, everybody.
Both
the
good bands.
When the song "Eyes Closed" played, it did sound a little bit like R&B when it first started to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like the rhythm.
Yeah, I mean that particular riff, the opening riff for that lick of the thing was, I wanted to write literally a booty shaking riff.
Right.
You know, something that's, you know, bump, 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 bump,
there you go.
And it's a horn part that I heard somewhere in my life.
So before we play Eyes Closed, we're going to play it here in a moment. What is the song about? Like, who wrote it? What was it influenced by? You know what I mean? What's it about?
You know.
Good question. Yeah.
It is a ball, like...
So Mandrake, obviously, I'm going to say.
Well, I mean, we sat and wrote it, but I want to talk about it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's pretty much like, you know, relationships, ups and downs, and like girls maybe trying to...
Eyes closed?
I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know it was about girls. I thought it was about suicide and people dying and losing and that...
Okay, there's a whole thing about the chorus has a totally different meaning about... You know, when we did that chorus.
Right, right.
Which has a more, like, a profound spiritual way of, like, you know, letting go of the, you know, the material things and, like, the system or something like that. But, you know, I say for yourself, like, the verses are completely different. Like, so...
Yeah.
Okay, Tony. Do you want to?
You guys
want
to listen to the song?
You want to speak on that?
Well, no. There's no doubt it's about the relationships. It's at the time we were sitting writing, a whole bunch of people that I knew personally and a bunch of public figures had taken themselves out due to whatever reasons. You know, I'm not. There's no judgment on that. It's just that was what it was, and it was weird, and. Being that I suffer from depression and have gone through whatever, I was like, let's express these feelings without sounding like we're expressing these feelings.
Okay.
You know? And when we got to the chorus,
it was cool.
You know, we had something going, and then Mike was like, I don't know. We're like, I don't know if it really works. And so Mike gave us this whole thing of disillusionment, which, and then some kind of hope at the end of the tunnel.
Let's make this better. It's about, like, take the song, like, you know, forever playing less tricks and never catch all the chips, and then, like, go from, like, you know, loving someone but letting go of being used and mistaken by, and then, like, you know, really you know, I think, like, finding life in your own meaning, like, you know, I don't know.
Well, yeah, like the killer lick that you put down is, you know, your melody. He's using this as a reference to, you know, find your thing that keeps you being you and going
sometimes
on.
Sometimes rely on other people to be happy, right?
Right, yeah.
And that's
it was really deep. I liked it. And a tear even came to my eye when
thanks.
I was listening to it.
That's
nice. Well, you know what?
You know, it was good.
You know what, China? I'm about to make you cry again. I'm going to make you cry all over the fucking place, okay? Ball your eyes out, lady. Here we go. Whatever. All right, we're going to play Eyes Closed. Shut up, Derek. Eyes Closed by Attack of the Rising.
Oh,
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Block.
We'll be right back.
What's up? That was Eyes Closed by Attack of the Rising. Hell yeah. And, good stuff, man. That was groovy.
Thank you. If you go, if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see the video for it, which we did. My brother wanted to do something. He said, let's make it light. Let's have some fun and have some brevity.
It is a fun song.
So
I like it.
The video is completely, there's nothing dark in the video. It's all like we're goofing off, having fun. So it was kind of a nice.
Yeah, you know, like you guys. I watched it on YouTube. It looked like you guys were having a good time.
Yeah, so
great videos. Yeah,
thanks. You know, just kind of that. The song's heavy or has a heavy content to it. Let's have some fun making a video, which was pretty cool. So
I like the sound of it. Yeah, it's a good song.
You can tell by the rhythm and the beat, you guys definitely did a bang on it. It definitely sounds like you guys had that perfect melody. Like you weren't trying to do that too hard, but you were doing it just hard enough to get that perfect perfection out of it.
Well, it's really good.
And they were in sync, yeah, big time.
And, you know, that's the song we all wrote together. Everybody put their, you know, whatever, $20 or 2 cents in it.
All right. Well, I have three more songs I want to play before the end of the broadcast. Okay. So I have On the Horizon, Last Stand, and Opus X. And of those three, which one do you want to play next? I always do Dealer's Choice.
Opus
whatever
X.
You want to do.
Opus X.
You want to do On the Horizon? Okay. Briefly, what is On the Horizon about? So
pretty much what we have been going through the world, like, you know, the wars and more a political view of, I don't know. Like,
I got
you.
So what's on the horizon? Like, what's coming next? What's going to happen?
Yeah, what's on the horizon?
Yeah.
Wars, more deaths, more soldiers dying.
God only knows, dude.
Stuff like that.
Shit's about to get even more fucking
right
real than it already is.
And
just saying.
There's an option for it to go different.
Yeah,
the other aspect of On the Horizon is that we all stop at the fuck's going down and we can change.
Right? That would be nice.
Exactly.
But that's why you need, like, you know, billions, not millions.
Stop throwing those beer rings in the ocean and killing dolphins, you fuckers. Whatever the case may be.
I just say, though, I got to say, you guys are very, the way you guys do about your songs or the inspiration, like, promoting that kind of thing, and, like, future, like, you know, the suicide, mental awareness, and also, those are very, very, that is, I got to give you guys props, because that is a very touchy subject. This world is, we got so much extravagant issues in this world with that stuff, and I got to say, you guys do an awesome job.
Thanks.
And,
nice.
You know,
there's a very serious imbalance going on. That needs to be changed.
Especially here in fucking Los Angeles. Jesus. Anyway. Tent cities everywhere. All right, so we're going to play On the Horizon by Attack of the Rising on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, Sony Music Entertainment.
Live hope for humankind, all the dead.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was awesome. Hell yeah. On the Horizon by Attack of the Rising. Very nice.
Had me, when I was listening to that, definitely, like I was thinking Black Sabbath when I was listening to that.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah, sounded like that.
It kind of reminded me of, you know, when they first got started and this and that. They had it. I was like, oh, wow, yeah, that can go.
It's good sound.
Yeah,
that
really,
really
good.
BSB.
Yeah, I like that. Very nice. Very nice.
Cool.
Oh, we got 12 minutes left. Enough for two more songs. All right, so we got Last Stand, and we got Opus X. So we're going to do like a two-pack, playing back-to-back.
Sure.
Awesome.
And
available on all platforms through Weapons Records Family Music Group through Sony Walker.
Like, come on now.
Hey, how y'all doing? Check it out. Get your music now, today, on Spotify, iTunes, Apple's, whatever you want to get it. It's there at Google Attack of the Rising. You'll find us.
Hell yes. I love it. The plugs. I love it. You have That's a radio voice. You should have your own show.
Well, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's okay. When I have my own radio station, you have a free show on me, Tony. I got you.
That's
All right, we're going to play Last Stand. We're going to play Opus X, Attack of the Rising. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Point of no return. You vanish with me. You can't.
Hell yeah. Unfortunately, it's about that time to end things. We've been here today. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio. We've been with Attack of the Rising. LA-based band. Amazing hard rock and some metal. Want to thank Attack of the Rising for being on our show today.
Thank you for having us.
Hell yeah. We want to thank, of course, Derek Webb and China Myers.
Thank you, Derek and China.
For being with us today. Thank you guys so much for calling in. We love you, miss you, and see you soon. And, of course, thank you so much for you guys again for being in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And you're very welcome. Amazing music. Check them out. Everywhere music is sold, downloaded, streamed, you name it.
If you're local, go to Amoeba and ask for it because it's there.
Hell yeah. Go to Amoeba. Fuck yeah. Go to attackoftherising.com. Just type in Attack of the Rising on Google anywhere. Just say Google me, bitch. Attack of the Rising. Just type it in. You'll find them. They're the only ones like them. Go check them out. Thanks. Go listen to their music. Support, support, support. Like, follow, all that. Peace out till next week. Bye.
All right. See everybody next week.
Bye. Woo. Boom.